From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. Charter schools in Missouri say they're only getting 80 cents on the dollar compared to the traditional districts they compete against. They blame a glitch in education funding law. Ryan Delaney reports from St. Louis.
The Biome Charter School educates 178 St. Louis kids. School CEO Bill Kent says it has to rely on donations for a quarter of its funding.
Without our fundraising, we would not have the robust student support services that we have for such a small school.
Charter schools get nearly all their funding from the state rather than from local property taxes that help fund Kansas City and St. Louis's school districts. Charter school leaders say as their enrollment grows in those cities, the state can't keep up, to the sum of about $1,100 per student. Charter school advocates want lawmakers to change the funding law so there's more per student money available. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Missouri lottery revenue has been down in the first 5 months of the budget year as the best-known games have failed to produce huge jackpots that draw long lines at ticket counters. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports since July 1st, overall sales are down more than 3% or a little more than $20 million. The lottery's executive director says many people are not motivated to buy tickets until they see jaw-dropping jackpots. Sales of Powerball and Mega Millions tickets are down about $50 million. A limited agreement easing trade restrictions with China appears like great news for farmers who have been battered by the trade war. KCUR reports some farmers are doubtful. The farmers are concerned that agriculture exports will suffer for years. Corn and soybean prices began rising last week after discussions of a potential trade deal. U.S. farm commodities prices plummeted in 2018 after China announced retaliatory tariffs against them. The Trump administration has since distributed about $28 billion in so-called market facilitation payments to compensate some farmers for what they have suffered under the trade war. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.